Hello, everybody. How are you? Today is September the 30th. I apologize. It is Sunday, and I'm a little late with my weekly broadcast, but I did want to come on today and share a few points that I think are important for some things that have been going on for this week. First, I wanted to start with the Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Christine Blasey Ford issue going on in the news. I know most Americans, I know I was glued to the TV on the other day when they broadcasted the hearing on Thursday. This issue, which we ultimately call sexual assault, is very prevalent nowadays. I want to bring to the forefront that this issue is not a new issue. And we are now in what we call the Me Too movement, which I feel the Me Too movement is not really something that is new. It's just something that we as women are not laying down, bowing down, and going to be accepting the behaviors that have been casted upon us so long by men. Everyone tells me not to get political, but I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm a political person. I could actually sit on the stage with some commentators and I would go toe to toe with them, but I would go toe to toe with them simply because I would be telling them from the woman's point of view, from the average woman's point of view, from the also just black woman's point of view. We live in a society where men usually are at the helm of all big decisions and all big companies, but women are and have been for a number of years making their comeback and making their presence known corporately, making their presence known in the home, making their presence known in their children's lives, making their presence known where it relates to their kids being in sports or any other type of situation. Women are homemakers, but we also are trailblazers in the way that our kids and the way the public views us. We have to address these issues because of the fact that me as a woman, and you know, and I'm going to talk from my perspective simply because I can't talk from another woman's perspective. I can only tell you what has happened to me. Over my lifetime, I've had various instances where men have came up to me and did things like they thought that I should just lie back and accept it. I remember at one point I had a man to come in and just basically tell me he really admired me and tell me that he told me I was a nice looking woman. Then he proceeded to hug me and then he proceeded to try and kiss me. I was very offended by that behavior. Was very irate because of it, you know. And then he proceeded to want to get upset. Then he even actually called me a fat bitch. And I, as a woman, was very offended. I was very hurt. I had to come back and look at myself as a person, look at myself in that situation and say, you know what? I wasn't going to let this guy or this person demean me. And that was just it. I wasn't going to allow that. I also want to say, too, you know, that sexual assault just does not happen to women. Sexual assault happens to men, women, and children. I being the mother of a child who was sexually assaulted by a family member in 2003 and 4. And it came to the forefront on this year, actually, where there was actually a court case, and my son was given the chance to confront his accuser and his attacker. I mean, not his accuser, his attacker. And he was given the chance to testify and to look him in the face and let everybody who doubted him know that he was sexually assaulted. So we as adults, and parents and mothers and fathers, we got to look at those issues as well. So my first thing is, you know, sexual assault is something that is defined as the assault of a person in their personal space without their mutual consent to have these behaviors performed or enacted on them. So we as a society have to stand up to that. Being violated is a tough situation. Being violated by somebody that you love is a tough situation. Being violated by someone who you don't even know is even tougher, because, you know, people have diseases, people have issues that they suffer with, and for lack of a better word, they're just idiots. You know, I mean, why would you as a person want to violate another human being? We all don't know that, but everyone suffers from what I call as the love factor. We all want love. We all want affection. We all want to be held. We all want to experience and have a loving relationship. But I dare you today to think about your relationship with the good Lord. I dare you today to call upon him in your heart, call upon him in your soul. You know, I was listening to a female speak on, you know, relationships, and she was saying, you know, I just have to have a man, and I just can't be by myself. And this, as it relates to issues of relationships, you know, when I got divorced, I felt like I had to have somebody. And I was watching Aliana Van Zandt last night, and she had Mallory Bailey, Cynthia Bailey of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She had her on the show, and she had came to her because she had been in a 12-year marriage, and her husband left and had not spoken to her in 5 months and only responded by email a couple of times. Let me tell you something, people, whether you're male or female, you know, we don't have to have anybody in this world to validate us. We don't have to, you know, stand up under the corruption that another person may or may not bring to our lives. If you're getting with a partner and you're thinking this person has potential because of A, B, C, and D, and I can change them to who I want them to be, newsflash, you cannot. The only way that you can change a person is through the good Lord. The word of God tells us we must be renewed by the transferring of our mind. You know, we have to be renewed in our minds because of the fact not only is it to be an entire person, but those demons that tend to come into our souls and our minds and have us think negatively about situations that we want to go through as far as it relates to the opposite sex, those can be some tough demons to battle. And if you're not equipped with the Holy Spirit, if you're not equipped with the good Lord, they can really take over. Now, Judge Kavanaugh spoke candidly about alcoholism, saying that he did enjoy beer, that he did, you know, enjoy, you know, his counterparts, and that, you know, he stated that he, you know, he wasn't sexually active for a number of years, and he felt, you know, bad about those things. You know, whether you're sexually active or not, we must allow the Lord to complete us. We must allow the Lord to stand in and be our guiding light when it comes down to these issues. Because once you violate a person in that manner, that person has to deal with that for the rest of their lives. You know, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford is very correct. And when she says, you know, she didn't remember the day, and she didn't remember how she got here, and she didn't remember this, and she didn't remember that. But what she did remember, she remembered the laughter after this assault took place. She remembered certain aspects of the assault that made it stick out in her mind, and store that information in her brain, in her long-term memory. And that I know to be true, because in my book, Unusual Blessings, which you will find that on Instagram, on Amazon, I apologize, on Amazon. You can find that on Amazon for $21.99, and Kindle for $9.99. You know, once you tap into those areas, you will always remember, you know, what's going on in a person's a situation when they can recount those events. And that made her credible. And even 45 President Donald Trump did say that she was very, you know, believable and was very credible. So that even when he said it, I knew then that that situation had touched, even touched his heart, as you know, hard bent as he can be on standing for what he wants. And I also did want to touch on the fact that Senator Flake, you know, let his moral compass come through. And when he alerted Senator Coons of the issue that he was feeling, and, you know, we don't know what was said, but I imagine once those ladies, you know, him already being on the fence about, you know, being the deciding vote, and him being have to leave the Senate, him getting ready to retire, him being one of the ones that does have to kind of, you know, drive this situation home, whether Judge Kavanaugh is, you know, inducted into the Superior Court. You know, we've seen this transpire in the 90s, in 91, with Judge Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill situation. And ultimately, at the end of the day, Clarence Thomas was inducted and is still now serving on the Supreme Court. But we have to address these issues. We cannot allow these issues to take over. We can't allow them to take over. We have to assert our moral compass. And once those ladies addressed him, and he was able to see and feel and see the pain that those issues had left, then he had to respond in a way that would make him, you know, human. And I'm glad that he did. I'm glad that the Lord touched his heart. I'm glad that he was able to allow his moral compass to come through. And I do want to relate that to everybody. You know, when let your moral compass come through. Don't hold back on what you know is right or wrong. Because when we do that, we are subject to the devil's workshop. And what I mean by that is, you know, when we're doing what other people want us to do, and it's so easy to fall into the trap of doing what other people want us to do. It's so easy to say, you know, I'm going to commit this fraud, or I'm going to commit this crime, or I'm going to do something wrong and something that is not befitting to the people that are around me. Then that is something that we have to fight on a day-to-day basis. And I want you, the American public, to know that unusual blessings happen in your life because of your moral compass. Allowing your moral compass to lead you not being subject to the world's views and not being subject to the world's genre of what they think should be, you know, your weight, your height, your eye color, your you know, your body posture, you know, let all those things fall off you and stand for what is right. Stand for what you know is right, because people have to, A, they have to account to somebody. B, they're going to account to the good Lord at one time, because the word of God tells us, you know, if you deny me on earth, I'll deny you in heaven. And he said also that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So at some point, you're going to have to give an account to the behaviors that you exhibit here in this world. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, you are still going to have to stand before our Father in heaven. Whether you believe there is a God, whether you don't believe there is a God, you're still going to have to be held accountable for your actions, whether they be on this side of the grave or the next side. Some people that I know, last night we all were talking about even the Tupac Shakur and Suge Knight situation. Suge Knight was recently sentenced to 28 years in prison for the actions that he took on one particular day, where it resulted in another man losing his life. And if you've never been a victim of murder, if you never had a family member murdered, that is a really bad situation. It is a situation that you never forget. It's a situation that is a constant hurt unless you allow the good Lord to, you know, delve in your heart. And look how we even said that we thought that you know, Suge Knight had something to do with Tupac's ultimately untimely death. He was in a bad place where he had to, you know, really make some hard decisions, and he had made a decision to, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, you know, be stand alone and be the man that he knew he was and the man that he knew he had to be. His platform was and still is unstoppable, you know, to me. You know, he reached a lot of people, me included. You know, I can tell you where I was when I received the call, or that he had, you know, been shot. I can tell you where I was when I received the call that he had ultimately passed away. So, you know, he made an impact in this world, and we all can make an impact in this world. You know, I'm trying to make an impact in this world, wanting people to know that, you know, you can stand alone and God can use you no matter your educational background, no matter where you come from, no matter if you started at the top, if you started at the bottom. You can be an example to the people around you by allowing your moral compass to take over. So when you see these issues of sexual assault and you see these issues of everything going on, make people be accountable. You know, you can't tell people what to do, but, you know, I believe in prayer. If you see something going on, pray about it. Talk to the Lord about it and make sure that, you know, you come up with something in your heart and start portraying yourself in a way where people will have to respect you in that light. Because at the end of the day, you don't care about what man says. You care about what the Lord says. Psalms 23 says, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He is the leader, the guiding light, the guiding force that leads us, whether we like it or not. And no matter who you pray to, if you hear this, hear it with your heart and not your head. This is Tunde on Unusual Blessings Podcast. I hope that I am getting listeners. I hope that if you hear my voice, that you are taking into what I have to say and how I am feeling about things. I love to be informative. I love to love people, and I just love to, you know, give my opinion of what I think is right and give my opinion of what I think is wrong, and whether, you know, people live by it or whether they do not live by it. We all have a life to lead, and we all have to answer to the good Lord at some point. So when you're going through your different battles, I want you all to listen and know that God is there, and he will never leave you nor forsake you, and that he's always watching. He's never sleeping. And with that, I'm still just going to leave you with a little Mary J. Blige, hopefully, if I can get it to play. But if I can't, that's fine. But just reminisce on your life and what your life has and the meaning that your life has. And can you make your life stand for something? Because if you don't make your life stand for something, at the end of the day, you can fall for anything. And that's Unusual Blessings Podcast, Episode 5, signing off.